best wrestling podcast that you know of, at least that's in this group of podcasts on our Podbean network, called
Armbar.
This week we had a little SmackDown pay-per-view called Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Oh my.
Yes. Where we did our little predictions last week, and we got them right here for you. We're going to break these matches down one by one. First up, we had the tag titles on the line between Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Wyatt family. And, well, Nelson, you picked Heath and Rhino, and you were wrong. And I picked the Wyatts, and I was right.
Yeah. I really didn't know who was going to go over on that one. Just, because I feel like I haven't really seen a lot of, Rhino and Heath Slater, at least on the weekly episodes of SmackDown. It doesn't feel like I've seen much of a storyline out of them in the last few weeks. So I really didn't know where to go on that one.
Well, that was like one of the few like locks. Like the two locks for me that I knew were gonna happen were the Wyatt family going over and AJ going over.
Okay.
But no, it was a good match. It was a fun little match, and I liked how I could be confusing
SmackDown the two pay-per-view.
Yeah, just where Bray looked like he was gonna go for the Sister Abigail and threw Heath into the out of nowhere RKO, and I think that was SmackDown. I think
that was SmackDown.
Yeah, because Bray.
I think it was just a straight up out of nowhere on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. So that was a fun little match, and then next match we have up there that we have listed. This wasn't the second match. We're just going by order of our list. Was Corbin versus Kalisto, and once again, you picking against Corbin hurts you.
I don't like Corbin. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. Like, he could be going against Ellsworth, and I probably would pick Ellsworth because I really just don't care for Corbin. He doesn't do anything for me. I don't know why they keep letting him win. He shouldn't even be on TV because, honestly, they botched him bringing him up to the main roster. He sang his praises, Josh. He said, oh, he was over in NXT. He was a great heel. He ain't done shit.
But is that him or is that bad booking? Because I think it's just bad booking.
It might be a combination of both.
I think it's just bad booking.
I don't see it. I really don't. Now his booking's better, I still don't see it. I still don't give a shit. I don't care. All
right. All right.
I think he's garbage.
That's how you really feel, Nelson. Jesus. Sorry, Baron Corbin. I guess you're not going to be a guest on our show.
Don't give a shit.
Jesus. And then we had Miz going against Dolph Ziggler. And I went against my love, and I picked the Miz, and I was right.
Ugh.
Which also begs the question, what the fuck was Dolph on SmackDown?
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. Honestly, I kind of thought that I might have missed him when I was going to go pick up Johnny, but...
No, I didn't see him at all.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't on there at all then. I don't know what he's doing.
That's another wrong one for you. I started this off 3-0. The only one where we differed that you got right was Nikki Bella versus Carmella, which I feel Nikki Bella pulled a John Cena. Instead of putting someone over like she should, she took the win. And no one gives a shit about Nikki Bella.
Yeah, well, except for John Cena, but...
Yeah.
But that's because he's doing things
with her. He can see her. All of her.
In all her glory.
Yeah. So... That match you got right, and that match was fine. I didn't really give a shit about it. Then we come down to the women's titles match. Alexis Bliss versus Becky Lynch. We both picked Alexis. We were both right. Here, I had to go pick up my nephew, so I was trying to watch on the network on my phone while I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for him to get off work. Mm. And kept coming in and out, and it was pissing me off.
Really? The signal was that bad in the parking
lot? Yeah.
That's weird, because we normally don't have any issues in that area. So
nope, Sprint sucks.
Yeah.
This podcast is not endorsed by Sprint. And fuck them.
Goodness.
I feel about Sprint right now the way you feel about Baron Corbin. So I saw some of the match, but I didn't get to see the finish. But I was glad to see when the network finally came back up for me that Alexa Bliss had won.
Yes, that was a good match. The finish was actually kind of surprising. Have you seen the finish since then?
No, I didn't get a chance to rewatch it.
Yeah, basically the spot was, I forgot exactly what Becky Lynch was going for, but Alexa Bliss ducked it and then reversed it into a powerbomb off the apron, because they were out, like, she was on the apron and Alexa Bliss was outside, and put Becky threw a table, and I was like, oh geez, because it was a tables match. Yep. So,
and that was that for the
because it happened so fast. I was actually really surprised. I was like, oh,
that's the thing about those tables matches, is they can kind of come out of nowhere for those wins.
Yeah,
not to tread on Randy's gimmick, but yeah, they can come out of nowhere. Mm. And I wonder sometimes if there's ever botched finishes to tables, like the table, like they actually throw someone and it's not supposed to break and it breaks or some shit like that. What if that's ever actually happened?
You know, I feel like that probably has. Yeah, I don't even know how you'd even recover from that. I mean, it's not like they can pull a Savio Vega and freaking him win a title and then the next night, like, oh no, that didn't count. Because he wasn't supposed to win.
Now we move to the main event, AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose, which was a very good match up until the finish.
Yeah.
Which was basically like AJ would have won it, and then freaking Ellsworth. God, I hate Ellsworth so much. I hate to agree with JBL, but man, he just drags the main event down.
Yeah,
he comes out and distracts AJ, which allows Dean to get the upper hand. And then in the end, he screws Dean to allow AJ to win. So basically, Ellsworth, had you stayed the fuck in the back, AJ would have won.
Yeah, he was literally a non-factor. In fact, the only thing he succeeded in was hurting Dean Ambrose more at the end of the match. Because going through tables, that can't feel good at all. Yeah. So he was already done. He was going to lose.
But it also led to the best moment of SmackDown last night, where freaking Ellsworth comes out to confront AJ, and then Dean comes out, just dirty deeds Ellsworth, and leaves.
Walks away.
Yeah. And I was hoping that would be all we saw of Ellsworth for the rest of his WWE career. But alas, no. The only other thing worth mentioning from SmackDown last night was during the Miz's must-see TV, whatever the fuck he calls it.
Miz TV?
Yeah, he gave frickin' Dean Ambrose a participation award, which was the second best moment of the night, which led to an Intercontinental title match, to which Dean Ambrose would have won, but Ellsworth inadvertently interfered. And it's just like...
Talk about confusing...
Which I almost feel bad for Ambrose, because it almost seems like Ambrose is going to be booked against Ellsworth and out of the title picture for the time being.
Probably.
Which, who did he piss off to do that? But, I will say this. The Miz brought up a good point about Ellsworth in the Miz TV. He was like, you were only using him to get to AJ, and it backfired on you. Which is true.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, I don't understand the reasoning behind signing Ellsworth. Outside of they wanted to try to find someone to replace Santino.
No, I don't even think it was to replace Santino. It's like people thought it was funny when they brought him back that one time, and the joke is worn thin now.
Yeah.
The joke's done. Like, that's the problem with the WWE. Once something that they didn't create becomes popular, they run it into the ground, like the whole Fandango thing.
Yeah.
And then it's just pretty much anything that the fans decide is funny or that we like, which I never liked Ellsworth, for the record. But the WWE will run with it and then just run it into the ground and make us hate it.
Yeah, because I enjoyed the first couple of segments with him, including the squash match from with Strowman. But, man, I just don't want to see Ellsworth anymore.
Yeah, the squash match for Strowman was the only time I laughed at him, because I thought it was funny. It's like, look at this little guy, about to get his ass kicked. And that was part Byron Saxton also being a smartass.
Yeah.
So, but, yes, please let Dean, like, let Dean fight him in a Buried Alive match.
That'd be so
And
weird.
That'll be the end of it. Or a casket match. Either way, just get rid of him.
Yeah.
Just be done with
Honestly, what will probably happen if he doesn't get, you know, released at some point, is I'll probably shove him on 205 Live.
Oh, speaking of released, your girl Lita is no longer with the company.
There was an update to that. She's still on a Legends contract. She's just not on the...
Well, she said... Well, according to JR, he spoke with her, and she said she's not a part of the WWE at all.
Really?
Yeah, JR tweeted that today.
What time was that? Because I read this at, like, 4 or something.
Well, did...
Yeah, update from Jerry Lawler. Or Jerry Lawler and Lita's removal from WWE pre-shows. Jerry Lawler is still under Legends contract.
Yeah, see, it just says Lawler is. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I guess she's not with the WWE anymore. Okay, whatever.
No, she was kind of terrible on air.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like she probably would have been better served as a coach at the Performance Center.
But who the fuck was that guy who replaced her in The King?
I don't know.
I don't know who that guy was.
Who are you?
They just found
you?
A dude. Like, all right, buddy, you're on the pre-show.
Huh?
Make it work. I just sell sodas here. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to think about now. That guy. I was like, I don't know who you are. I have no idea. You're a stranger to me.
Exactly. But, so we covered SmackDown, because I don't think there's really anything else we need to cover from SmackDown. I don't think anything else big happened.
Not that I can think
but
of.
But Raw is leading into its pay-per-view, Roadblock.
End of the line!
And we had Seth Rollins beating The Big Show via countout.
Which
I missed Raw because I've been fighting strep throat for the last week.
Yeah, that was actually
so I went to
funny.
Bed. I literally went to bed at 8 o'clock Monday night. I just couldn't do it.
It wasn't just a straight up count out because what happened was Kevin Owens got in there. He got in Big Show's face. He's like, finish him! Finish him! Like he was Shao Kahn. And then Big Show just finally got fed up, choke slammed him, and then walked away. to a count out, and then Seth Rollins pedigreed Owens. It was pretty funny. Oh, and the Big Show's beard. Jesus Christ, that thing is glorious.
Yeah, just from that picture, it looks like he's been letting it grow.
Oh, man. It's as long as you're just like the hair on your head. It's just bushy because it's a beard.
Yep.
He looks like the missing link of ZZ Top.
And then for some reason, Kevin Owens isn't in the main event of Raw as I'm going through this. He beat Sami Zayn. Was it a clean win or? Because again.
I actually can't remember if it was a clean win now.
But again, more disrespecting our champion by not putting him on last. WWE.
Oh, because the main event was Jericho versus Reigns for the U.S. title.
That should mid-card and not the WWE champion. Should always mid-card and not the WWE champion. Again, yeah. Forcing Reigns down our throat. Bayley defeated Alicia Fox. That's not a surprise there.
Hmm.
Mark Henry beats Titus O'Neil in the tussle in Texas.
That was so random. I don't understand why they felt the need to name that match. Because it wasn't anything special. It was a Titus O'Neil match. So I really couldn't tell you anything on that one. I actually barely even remember that it happened.
And then Jericho versus Roman Reigns. Jericho loses.
Because Owens tried to help.
And what did Owens do?
I believe he tried to distract the ref. Something to that effect. And I think Jericho, you know, typically turned around and got hit with something. Because there was an exchange where they're... Where Owens was trying to get back into Jericho's good graces, and Jericho's like, just leave me alone. Don't go out there. So it's essentially what they did with the Golden Truth.
So we're going to close off with Charlotte Flair and her father being put back on the television. Nelson, why don't you tell our audience about that?
Well, if you missed it, after the... What was it? The last title match with Sasha Banks, Ric Flair came out to congratulate Sasha and held her hand up. That apparently stuck in the craw of Miss Charlotte, and she wanted to reconcile. But that was all a ruse, as, you know, heels do, because...
It's a heel thing.
It's a heel thing. So she actually struck her father. And and then berated him. Sasha comes out, and she gets jumped from that. Because I guess that, I mean, obviously that was the plan, to lull Sasha out there, and then just, you know, beat her up. And what kind of bugged me a little bit was, look, I get it. Ric Flair is Charlotte's father, and he's not going to really put his hands on his father. But I felt like he could have easily just got involved and, like, just grabbed her and held her back. Because he didn't do anything.
Nah, slap that bitch in the figure four.
Woo! But he hasn't gone heel. It was just Charlotte was staying heel.
Yeah.
So it was a little odd to me that he didn't even attempt to hold her back. So, I don't know. It was a predictable segment, in all honesty. It was nothing really all that special. I mean, you would have gone to sleep anyway.
Probably. I'm old.
Well, that and plus you're bored of the...
I'm so bored of Charlotte and Sasha at this point. I think it's because the title keeps switching hands like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like at the pay-per-view, Charlotte will probably get it back. And then 2 weeks later on Raw, Sasha will get it back. And it's the same thing over and over again. They need to spice it up a bit. The cage match helped, but didn't help enough for me.
It should have ended after the cage match.
It should have.
But they just
pop Bayley up.
I think the problem is they don't want to take Charlotte out of... They don't want to take either one of them out of the title picture, apparently. Which, I mean, it says a lot about their performance, but...
It also says the lack of depth, which is why switching up the women at all was kind of a bad idea, because if you look at SmackDown, they really only have Becky and Alexa.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Natty to a degree, but she's been there for a while, and no one wants to see Nikki with the belt.
Honestly, Natty's probably going to retire when her contract's up.
Yeah. And then on SmackDown and on Raw, you got Charlotte and Sasha, and then you have Bayley, and then no one else.
Yeah. I feel like they should have put... Oh, actually, I don't even know who they could have put on. Actually, no, they could have put Nia Jax on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because that would have been another...
Well, that's the thing, is that would have made it even more thin for the Raw roster.
Well, yes and no.
They're both thin.
I mean, with the draft, they... Back before the shit went down with Paige and Del Rio, they have... Paige is a Raw talent.
Was Paige drafted?
Yeah, she was drafted on Raw. So they had Paige. So they didn't really need Nia Jax on SmackDown. They wanted to split up Del Rio and Paige before Del Rio quit.
Yeah, but...
They just wanted to keep them on separate shows or whatever. Because, I mean, I think that's why Carmella hasn't teamed back up with Enzo and Cass, because Cass and her are dating.
Well, that, and also she's been a heel and they're a face, so you can't team
a heel.
Well,
she was a face coming in.
Very briefly.
Yeah, very briefly, but
she turned heel before the draft.
Yeah.
So.
No, she turned heel after
the draft. No, it was before the draft.
It was after the draft.
It was before the draft.
Because Nikki Bella didn't come back until after the draft. She turned heel on Nikki Bella.
Sure about that?
Yeah, it was literally a week.
Oh.
This is semantics at this point. It was literally a week.
Either way, the women's division is sparse, and separating it was kind of a dumb idea.
Yeah. I mean, they could have had the Cruiserweights on one show and the women's division on the other.
That's what they should have done.
That's what they originally did for the original brand extension, but then they split the two women's divisions. Split the women's divisions in two, but they had enough people back then. Well, that and plus the women's division, that wasn't the same as it is now, because the only wrestlers you had were Lita, Trish, and Mickie James. Those were the only ones I could really wrestle. That and Awesome Kong, but...
She gone.
No,
Mom.
She mom.
But I think that's going to do it for the show. Sorry for the short show. I'm still recovering from strep throat, so my voice isn't all there.
Yeah.
Which is why you don't get my hilarious antics this week, just because talking hurts. Which is probably God's gift to everybody right now for keeping me quiet. But the show's also going to take a bit of a hiatus till the new year because all the holiday stuff coming about. We got a lot to do, especially with our YouTube channel, and this doesn't take priority over the YouTube channel because that gets us money. Because I'm about the Benjamins. But we're going to bring the show back after the new year, and it's going to be a video podcast, no longer just audio only, so you'll be able to watch us on YouTube. If you haven't already checked out the Clash of the Nerds YouTube channel, you really should. I hear it's hilarious.
Yes.
I've never watched it myself, but I hear it's funny. People tell me. So, anyways, watch wrestling, and we'll see you in the new year. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa to everybody. I think that's all the holidays that are celebrated between now and Happy New Year.
Yes.
I don't want to leave anybody out because oh, wait, I'm going to bitch about something before we go. Someone else is going to bitch about it on the podcast or YouTube. You know they changed the name of Samoas for the Girl Scout cookies? They're now Caramel Delights. They wanted to be politically correct.
But what if it was from the Isle of Samoa?
Fuck that noise. So, Nelson, you're gonna get to watch this firsthand. We're leaving Lowe's one day. Like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? Yes, I would. I'll take a box of Samoas. Do you mean Caramel Delights, sir? No! I mean Samoas. Give me the goddamn Samoas. And then when she says Caramel Delights again, I flip over the fucking table and we dip.
I ask you not to do that to my desk anymore. You almost knocked over everything.
But I didn't.
Yes.
See? So it's okay.
Don't fucking do it again.
But anyways, everyone, have a happy Christmas, Kahana Kwanzaa. That's a word. And a happy new year. And we'll see you guys in January.
Indeed.